Let's go, girls. To your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of these people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who thinks you've recently put on weight and loves to tell you that.
And I'm Bron Lewis and I'm the auntie who tells strangers how to raise their kids.
Welcome to your two drunk aunties.
Welcome.
God, we giggle, don't we?
Oh, we laugh. We were supposed to hit record maybe an hour ago. Couldn't stop laughing.
We could not stop laughing.
Just the through the tears.
And I can't talk to you. You were crying for a bit as well. I said something pretty brutal.
Yeah. You were like, your lipstick's all over your teeth.
I did say that. I did say that.
I was like, well, why would you assume I didn't mean that?
Is that what a true friend does?
Yes.
Or would you rather me not tell you at all?
Why? I would be furious when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Which you're not allowed in. We've been through
still
this.
Blocked?
No, it's good. It's good.
Just always.
A little bit semi blocked. Always.
Always.
Remember,
full flash.
Always full
always.
Flash. Yeah.
And then I'll go, if I went in there and saw lipstick on my teeth or like a boogie or like something in my teeth, anything.
Yeah.
Anything that's not supposed to be there. Furious.
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 Okay. Yeah, you'd be mad. You'd be mad.
What about you? Do you want me to let you just look like an absolute pig?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
I look a little bit like
you
a pig today. I've got a lovely pink top on.
Hey.
Do you like my lovely pink top?
We look like Christmas.
We look like Christmas because we are Christmas. We're actually recording this at Christmas time.
Yes, we are.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas? What are the family getting this year? Nothing.
Well, this is the first
time. Something in their teeth.
Yeah. A mirror.
A
good hard look at themselves.
And from the back as well, like it's in the hairdresser. And from the back, oh, very nice.
No, we're having my whole family over this Christmas. My first ever time as an adult having all of my family in my house.
Yes.
And I just went to Bed Bath & Table this morning.
Congratulations.
Before I came here.
Got a membership?
Huge flex. Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
But I found out
I've got my Nando's Perry Perks card. I take that everywhere. Do you accept this here? It's Bed Bath & Table. Do you accept this here?
But they've got all these decorations 40% off.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, I should just leave them. But then I want my family to think I'm doing really well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I better buy that.
So everything's gold?
Golden duck.
You're spray painting everything gold. That's quite nice.
My kids.
Your kids.
Stand still.
God. You're going caroling this year. I imagine that you go caroling.
What are you doing, Mum? Why are you crying again?
Why are you crying? We're going caroling. Everyone loves caroling. Imagine there's an auntie out there that just loves caroling.
There would be
many aunties out there. One called Carol as well that thinks it's hilarious.
Changed her name for that reason.
That's right.
She's
I legally changed
Kim.
It. And the last name's Christmas.
What are you doing this year, Sam?
My goodness. I am going to my parents' place and we are going to have some white wine.
Oh, dry?
Some dry white wine. Some dry white wine.
I love it.
Probably in the sun. And Tim Minchin will be singing about it, probably.
God,
he does that most years. He sings by the campfire every year, as everyone has in the hot summer Christmas.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Just the three of you.
Just the three of us. Just the three of us just hanging out, having the time of our lives. I imagine it's going to be incredible.
And is that what you do every year?
My dog.
Oh,
my massive dog.
Have you got a dog?
I've a massive dog. You
can't
notice him. He's usually under the couch.
Do you cover him in tinsel?
I do. Yeah, I cover him in tinsel and pretend that he's not a dog as well. Oh, this is my son.
Put a wig on him and glasses.
God, he looks good. He's so handsome.
Is he good at carols?
He loves caroling. We go, he does the little drummer boy.
Oh my, does he play the drums?
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God,
little
he's
drummer
so
boy.
Clever.
Yeah, bum, 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 bum. He does that nonstop. It's awful. People ask us to leave. And then we do trick or treat. We mix it up. We're fun. We're a fun
crazy.
Family. We mix it up.
Just you and your son. You and your son.
Now, are you ready for gorgeous segment one, Letter to Your Aunties today? You ready for it?
Yes. I love
solve
these
some goddamn
so
problems.
Much.
Writing in this week, we have two listener letters. Dear Aunties, I've recently moved to Melbourne and all of my friends are continually busy.
Oh.
I moved here for my Melbourne friends, but it seems as though they're too busy now. It's hard. I'm 35 years old and recently everyone either has a young family, so no one is free to hang out or go for drinks. What should I do? Maggie. What
Maggie,
do you do? Got no friends, Maggie. That's on
Maggie,
corner.
Maggie.
Maggie May. Have you heard that song? Rod Stewart. I bet you get that all the time, Maggie.
I've never heard of it.
That's I've never heard of it and I hate it.
No, only listen to Tim Minchin, White Wine and the Sun.
It's on repeat, you know? Nonstop. You
so
love
thrilled
it.
You brought it up. I was like, I know that reference. And then you stretched it and went to Rod Stewart, Don't Know It.
Don't
now
know
I'm
it.
Upset.
Okay. I went too hard on it. Went too hard on the references to songs. Yes. Well, I've listened to half of every music, so I get it.
Exactly.
Half
of it. Next.
Next song.
Skip it.
Listen
I heard
half
it.
Of that.
Put on Drummer Boy again. Diggs loves
Diggs
it.
Diggs starts singing. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful
yeah, the
song.
Rolling bit. It is
it
nice.
Is so, it is nice.
Maggie. Okay, Maggie. I think you have assumed your friends like you more than they do.
Yeah, it's a bold move to just move here, Maggie.
Yeah, and be like, yeah. We're hanging out now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. Where I want to know some things about Maggie. Like, where'd she come from? Like, what is she? What
we
is
don't
she,
know any of these things. Know. You know we don't know any of these things. Let's say Perth.
Okay, let's say Perth. Okay, let's
bless we're making, me. Okay. I'll say it. You weren't going to.
No, I was trying to. I was like hoping that would be edited out. It's revolting.
Okay. What, you had lipstick on your teeth before?
It was our secret, Sam. Okay. If she's moved over here from Perth, I'm assuming that she, like her friends, were also from Perth.
Yes.
They moved here. She thought, no, I reckon Perth has more to offer.
Sure. I'm going to
stay
here for a bit.
There's some people, yeah, I'm from your hometown.
Sure.
People stayed there, right?
Which is?
Port Fairy.
Very wrong.
Philip Bay.
That's nice.
He's great, Philip.
Philip Ireland. Republic of Philip Ireland. No. You know
he's
that.
He's got penguins, is this
he's
right?
He's got penguins
yeah,
and
great.
Hemsworths, the two big things.
Is that where they're
yep, from? Yeah. Leone was my.
None of them stayed.
None of them stayed.
None of the three.
Leone was my English teacher. That's my mum.
Well, was she so beautiful?
She was so beautiful. I pretended to. I was fun in high school. I pretended to pat her every time she came into school.
What do you mean? Like take photos of
yeah,
her?
Yeah. When she was like walking down, I was like, whoa.
Did you really?
Fun.
That is
and then,
dreadful.
No, it was fun.
Why?
You wouldn't know. You've never been a teacher.
How
you wouldn't
dare
know this
I,
sort of stuff.
When I was a teacher, a kid used to film me.
Oh,
and
no,
then
I didn't actually do it. We didn't have cameras back then in the 60s. In the swing
1991.
In yes, the early did. 60s. No, it wasn't an actual camera. I had a fake.
Oh.
I was pretending to be paparazzi.
That's almost creepier.
I think it's fun. I'm choosing to believe it's fun because her son came, Chris, came back and showed us his Logie Award and after that.
Oh, so it was because her sons were already
yeah,
famous.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It was, you weren't just
oh, no,
assuming.
Oh, no, to every teacher. Oh,
I wonder why they asked you to leave town.
It's a sprinkler as well. It's my sprinkler sound effect as well. It doubles up. I've got one sound effect. It doubles as a lot of different things.
It's a train.
It's a train. It's a train. It's a train. We stop talking properly. It's train. It's train. You and I would be good at charades. It's train. It's always train. He always does train.
Or paparazzi.
Or paparazzi. It could be a sprinkler if you want, but he doesn't do it for charades. That's a special trait. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
So
I was just telling you this one really quick story. Okay. So I used to teach this kid and he hated me so much. And one time.
I don't believe that.
And he would. Yeah, he did. And he filmed me with either his laptop or his little camera, a phone camera. And then he would.
Laptops were so big back then you didn't know if it was a camera.
I have no idea. And then he would put in like this special effect where it looked like a bomb was being thrown at me and then I would explode.
Was it like this?
It's a bomb as well.
It's
you're
a bomb
right.
As well. Yeah.
I'm ticking down. Yeah, it's
ticky,
time
ticky.
Bomb.
It's tried.
Yeah, so that's what you were, that kid. Anyway, I'm just letting you know that's how she remembers you.
Fondly.
The
way you said
left.
That seems fondly.
She's gone.
I'm good at reading people. A high emotional intelligence. Loves me.
What's camera sound? Maggie.
Mags.
Maggie, okay.
I call
her
Mags.
So she's moved over here.
Yeah.
People are too busy. Of course they are.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, people
of
are
course.
Busy. People got stuff going on.
When they have, when people have, even when people don't have kids, it's everyone's busy.
Sure.
Everyone. You have to, Maggie.
Maggie.
Maggie, listening.
Maggie, listen now.
With your ears.
With your ears.
You are going to have to join like a group of
cult.
Some sort. Exactly. I'm thinking CrossFit.
Okay.
Huge
kind
cult.
Of a cult. Yeah.
It is a cult.
It is a, okay.
You get in there and then everyone's like really hyped up on all of these like endorphins.
That's true.
Yep. And then they assume with these endorphins that they like everyone there.
Yeah.
So you trick them, Maggie. You trick them. Get them running a bit.
Yep.
And then they'll look at you. Fondly.
Very fondly.
Very. And they'll
very
go, she's
fondly.
Actually not even that weird.
Okay.
and she'll be our friend. CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Or church.
Okay. I think that's fine.
Very similar.
Both very similar. Yeah, you gotta make friends. Or, Bron, would you like to hang out with Maggie?
I'm too busy.
You have a good time.
I don't have time, Maggie. Okay.
She's saying it directly to Maggie. She'll hang out if you can. Just a few days away.
I cannot. I have had people move to Melbourne who have
specifically
assumed,
for you.
Well, they it feels like that.
Feels like that.
Because they will contact me a lot.
Oh, sure.
And
okay.
say,
you
are you ready?
Do you name and shame?
Maggie.
Maggie. It's just Maggie.
They've come here on the train, do the side effect. And thank you. They've come here and they'll be like, Bron, I'm here. Oh my God, we're ready. I'm like, that's great. I have no time for you. You know that, right? You know that I don't have time for the people I do like.
Yeah,
let
right.
Let alone
okay.
Maggie.
Yeah, let alone Maggie. Yeah, so you're not hanging out with Maggie. You're saying go to CrossFit.
Go to CrossFit.
Go
There's
to CrossFit.
Heaps of losers who will be ready to hang out with you, Maggie. Trust me.
Those dear aunties, yep. My housemate is very, very noisy and continually has girls over late at night. Very nice.
My God.
I can't get to sleep because when I try, he's usually in the throes of passion.
I hate how this person talks.
I don't know what to do about him being loud. I tried to have a word to him, but he hasn't been too receptive, Aaron.
Well, probably because she's trying to talk to him while he's in the throes of passion. Excuse me,
just
I'd like to
knock
talk.
On the shoulder there. I'd love to have a chat if we could about the house. Is this a good time? Can you talk? Yeah, okay, yeah. Look, in this situation, Aaron, that's a tricky one. I feel
it
like you either
hard.
Need to move out. That's one option. You can move out or you can ask if he would like to be involved in a menage a trois.
That is dreadful advice.
Because that's a fun thing to do. If you go, you kind of go for it and then you'll go, then you'll be really weird about making love in the house.
Just say, if you're going to be, okay, I see where you're coming from. If you're going to be that loud, expect me to join in.
Yes, expect me to join in.
I'm understanding that's an invitation. Oh, yeah. Can you
bring
put on
people
this mic?
Around, brings people around.
This lapel.
A sound system.
Yes.
Set up a sound system. So when you're having fun by yourself.
Great sounds there.
Or when you're, you know, with a lovely person, if you're lucky enough to have a beautiful person in your life that you know, I don't.
Oh.
But if you have someone out there that you love and you have them over, whether you love them for a night, whether you love them for 6 years is the longest relationship, I believe, in history.
Whether anyone loves you.
Whether anyone loves you, you come around, you have a speaker system set up, Bluetooth little speakers everywhere, and you make love so
have
loud.
Them go
Dolby
out
surround.
Into the public.
Yeah, the neighbours would love it as well,
they
wouldn't
would.
They? The
maybe
neighbors
they
would. Love
would.
It. Actually, maybe
we
they would.
We don't know.
We actually don't know. Don't yuck, they're yum.
Have you ever lived with someone? That's a gross. I hate it. And I will never say it.
Say it.
I'm not going to say
Can
it.
Can you say it real quick?
No.
All right. She had to do something. Jesus.
I think I also hate when grown-ups say yum.
Yeah, yum. That's a yum for my tum. What about that? That's yummy. Do you let your kids call you mummy?
Yeah, they call me mummy.
Mummy's nice.
They're small.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave them alone.
They're 16 and 17 and 18. 1 year apart.
But even the 9-year-old still calls me mummy.
Yeah, that's fun.
It is fun and normal. And if
it
you make
normal.
It weird,
I'm not
going to
make. I'm not
going to
make it weird. I'm not going to make it weird.
You've upset me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Now listen. Have you ever
you
lived with someone who's been a loud love maker?
I have.
Oh golly.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I ended up just singing over it. I did it, my. No, I don't think I said anything. I don't think I ever said anything. Like I think I just probably
Was
went
it
for a walk.
Often?
No. That's sad for them. I don't. I think I just kind of left the house and went for a walk for a little bit. But they were,
was
they were a little
or
bit
a
loud.
Woman?
A man,
okay,
with a woman.
Whoa,
just a man and a woman doing what they do best.
It's like you're trying to make me leave today.
No, I would never.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the lipstick comment on your teeth. I'm sorry about that.
That has been the least of my worries.
Look, I think you need to. I think the Bluetooth thing is a good idea.
Okay.
It's the only thing, the only option.
Yeah,
I think you just put it on.
All or nothing.
All or nothing. Tell them.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Stop having sex altogether. Or if you're going to, let us all hear it.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And does everyone need to know? Does there need to be consent there?
Sure.
And if that is the case, probably no one's going to say yes.
Probably
so no it'll be nothing.
Yes.
There is nothing happening.
All noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, okay.
Well.
That's another sensible one.
And you can have like white noise playing in there all the time.
Yeah,
for
everyone?
For everyone. Everyone gets them.
Everyone in the world.
Everyone gets them. Everyone gets them. You have to buy heaps. You have to invest in noise cancelling headphones because you're going to have to buy a lot of people noise cancelling headphones. Or the neighbours get them.
Yeah, they do.
The neighbours and the kids get them. They get little noise cancelling headphones and only Dido plays on them.
Oh,
yeah. I white noise, white flag. Sorry, that was the song I meant.
Do you think. Do they know when to put them on or do,
yeah.
Like is there a
you get a little text.
Okay, put them on.
About to fuck.
Oh, yuck, to the children.
No, the children don't get that. They don't have phones. The parents get them. About to fuck.
Oh, that's such an upsetting text to receive. I'd lose it.
I think it's awesome if you're a supporting friend like Maggie.
Yeah.
Good friend to Maggie, about to fuck, you go, hell yeah. That's awesome. Hell yeah. If you have a listener letter or you want to write in, go deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Or if you want to leave a little gorgeous little voice memo, there's a SpeakPipes link below.
Yeah.
Leave a little voice. We'd love to hear from you.
We would. And we'll solve the problems.
We always do.
I can't believe anyone would doubt it.
Are you ready for the next segment, Live, yes. Laugh, Love, where I've got some gorgeous little jokes for you. Are you excited about this?
Yes. So I'm actually feeling pretty happy today.
Okay. You've been in a good mood.
Yeah, I am. And like, despite you trying to upset me left, right, and center.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Not another fight. Okay.
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 But I am ready to laugh.
You're ready to laugh.
Yeah,
you were born. Live life, love.
Yeah, I am. Because I'm almost finished work for the year. And I've
got another gig tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I have two gigs left.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You will be there.
It's ages away, so I'd love to drive a long way to go to your gig.
Sometimes I'm gigging like right next to your suburb.
I know.
And you will refuse.
Flatly refuse. I go, I wish I could, but I'm working on my train noises tonight.
You know that I follow you on social media, so I see the bullshit things you go to.
Oh, my God. What sort of dinners? Yeah, I go to dinners.
Lots of dinners.
Just go to dinners.
There's so
all
many
hours of the day. Dinners. Just going to dinners.
10 a.m. dinner.
Can't come, I'm going to dinner. I'm always going to dinner. Oh, my God, I love a dinner.
Oh, you do.
Look, we've got this. All right.
Yeah, come on. Let me hear it.
Today I asked my phone, Siri, why am I still single? And it activated the front camera.
Oh.
That's not nice, is it? That's brutal from Siri. Bullying from Siri. Siri could bully. I just came across my wife's Tinder profile and I'm so angry about her lies. She is not fun to be around. You like that? That is fun.
Yeah, you like it. Because they're both losers.
They're both losers, both on Tinder. That's fun. The doctor gave me 1 year to live, so I shot him with my gun. The judge gave me 15 years. Problem solved.
Whoa.
It's clever. Whoa.
That's a maths one.
But it's fun though, isn't it? You don't like maths ones.
No, I had to think a bit.
Yeah, like you just want the Tinder ones.
Yeah, I just go back to when people are dogging their wives.
Yeah, great.
They're funny.
I just read that someone in New York gets stabbed every 52 seconds. Poor guy.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's a very unlucky man.
That's one very unlucky man.
Also, assuming it's a man. Sexist.
It's very sexist. Women can get stabbed too.
I know. We do every week here in Australia.
Okay. She'll bring people back up. My husband and I have reached the difficult decision that we do not want children. If anybody does, please just send me your contact details and we can drop them off tomorrow.
Oh.
You like that one? You'd like that one?
Yeah, my aunties would like that one. My drunk aunties would love that.
Can you do that Christmas Day?
Yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure my children are listening to it.
I think they would love it.
And I'll look at them really seriously after, as in like pack your bags.
Or they start laughing, just stare at them. That's fun when someone starts laughing and you stare them down.
Yeah.
You go, why are you laughing?
What do you mean?
What's so funny about this?
I don't want to be your mum anymore.
And I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. I also don't want to be your mummy, sicko.
Oh, sicko. You goddamn sicko.
You're 9. Grow up.
Grow up. I was drinking a martini and the waitress screamed, does anybody know CPR? I yelled, I know the entire alphabet. And we all laughed and laughed. Well, except for one person.
Oh, the waitress?
The dead person, I think.
Oh, okay, great. I also love that the waitress screams.
Dead stuff in this.
Yeah.
When jokes are weirdly worded as well, like it is fun. I remember a joke with some, like when people go like mouth agape or something like that. They're going, and there he was, mouth agape. When you see someone doing stand-up and they use those words, it's like, you can just talk normally.
Just say it.
What? Mouth open. That's easy.
Don't try and make yourself look smarter.
You're not fancy. None of us are fancy.
I know. Some of us aren't even here, Sam.
That's true. I visited my new friend in his apartment. He told me to make myself at home, so I threw him out. I hate having visitors.
I hate it.
We've got one more.
Yeah. We're almost done. I hope it's good.
All right. I think this is fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You like this one? You've just done a bit of proofreading.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of proofreading.
Okay, great. Yep. If you could do that more often.
Read what I say. I like to put pictures around all the words. Makes it easier for me. My girlfriend dumped me, so I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back? That's fun. Yeah, a fun one. Christmas when we're recording this. It's Christmas. It's a fun Christmas thing.
A wild joke.
Isn't that a wild joke?
But I'm going to use it tonight.
Are you? Yeah.
It makes no sense for me.
Doesn't need to.
It's actually fun.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do a little bit of crowd work too. Have you ever done this?
Yeah.
Anyone
here in a wheelchair?
Get out. Something fun like
I'm
that.
I'm going to steal your wheelchair. I'm going to steal your wheelchair.
that's just finger gun noises. They're fun. They're always fun. Hey, why don't you, while you're there, I got aggressive when I said that. I'm so sorry.
Yelling?
Why don't you,
screaming like a waitress.
Leave us a 5-star rating.
I love 5-star ratings.
Wouldn't that be fun? A review, and we'll read them out on the podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that fun? That's a fun thing.
That is nice.
Send us a little, I've lost my words. I've got to put a picture around this. I want you to send us a letter. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com. Send us a little speak pipe, if you will.
We want to hear your voice.
We want to hear your gorgeous
sultry tones.
Everyone else apart from
Maggie. Maggie, you need to back off.
Maggie would
stop
leave
texting.
Long ones. Very long voice. It's like 52 minutes. I'm like, Jesus.
She's got a lot of time.
Got a lot to say. That are no friends. Also, our YouTube.
Yeah.
You check us out on YouTube if you want to watch us instead.
See how much lipstick Bron has on her teeth. How dare you?
How dare you?
Don't. Look at my teeth.
Don't ever look at me.
Yeah, you could do that.
The next segment is called Spooky Wookie. Leave your goddamn nightlight on because Bron is going to scare the heck out of us.
Yeah.
Sorry for swearing.
Hey. This is a bit much for me. I'm actually.
Scary girl.
This is scary.
Yeah.
Like I've read a lot of scary stories because I'm just brave like that.
And you can read.
And I can read.
Bragging about two things.
I'm literate.
You are.
Yeah. And so this one. There's no exception. Like you'll be scared.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you're like easily scared.
Yeah.
Just skip this bit.
Skip the trigger 45 warning. Minutes.
Trigger warning. Scary bit.
There's a scary bit coming. Okay.
All right. Put on the scary music,
okay.
Sam.
Okay. Oh
ready?
God.
Here we go.
Okay.
This one's called Mum's Scary Boyfriend. So already the adjective, we know.
Is this a kid's book?
No, it's a spooky,
how to deal with mum's scary boyfriend.
It's a spooky, scary story.
Oh, okay, spooky, scary story.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, my mum started dating a guy she met on a dating site.
Oh, God, that's scary.
That part is fine.
That part is fine.
If anyone was like, that's not fine, incorrect.
It's actually fine.
Mum
has needs too.
Yeah. I'd recently started dating the woman who would later become my wife, and we'd also met online.
Oh.
I'll just refer to her as my wife in this story.
Great. That's nice. It's easy.
God.
Make it easier. Yeah.
That's really laying it out clearly for us.
This is a joke.
And I feel fine.
Yeah.
Bit spooked.
I'm a little bit scared. I'm clenching. You can't see, but I'm clenching one of my fists really tight. It's gone white.
Anyway. My wife, thank you.
Yeah.
My wife and I never really liked this guy.
Okay.
We didn't think he was mean or anything like that.
Oh.
Just a little creepy.
Just a little creepy. Yeah, he had no head.
Held a knife. Always. He was quiet and kept his okay, okay, this might be my favorite bit.
Okay.
He was quiet and he kept his eyes closed a lot.
What? Tired? I was just tired.
He's dead.
Just having a little nap. He was dead. No, was he? Oh, that was not the ending.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if you've let me finish this story.
Sorry.
We didn't think he was mean or anything, just a bit creepy. He was quiet and kept his eyes closed a lot and occasionally said odd things like offering my wife a chocolate and then popping one in his mouth, closing his eyes and moaning as he let it melt in his mouth.
We just really like chocolates. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Didn't share though.
Didn't share.
Would you like one? Nope.
He offered. Oh, so wait, he offered her and then he took it.
And then he wouldn't give it to her. And then he popped it
like
in his
psych?
Own mouth.
Like I go shake your hand and then I go,
yeah,
psych.
Psych. Yeah, it's
oh,
bullying,
hilarious.
Actually.
Okay, we're different.
See, I told you, spooky.
Spooky.
Bullies are spooky.
Yeah, they can be.
But I love that he put it in his mouth, closed his eyes, moaned, and then let it melt in his mouth. Didn't chew it.
Close
why would
his
you?
Eyes, though.
See, spooky, creepy.
Spooky.
One time my wife and I were visiting my mum.
Yes.
And she got called into work.
Oh, my God.
So we waited at her house. Her boyfriend was over, but he spent the entire several hours just hanging out in her bedroom with the door closed and...
His eyes closed.
There you go. Well done.
And a chocolate melting in his mouth. This Chris, is spooky.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
I know.
You're crying.
Yeah, I imagine people are switching off right now because they're too scared.
If you just joined us, which I don't know how you're doing a podcast, but if you just joined us, God, there's a spooky, story.
It's a spooky bit. I'm so sorry. Just before Christmas, my mum and this guy started having some difficulties. Spooky. My wife
wasn't
and I
sharing his chocolates.
Yeah, I know. He's a bully. My wife and I were visiting her for the holidays, and she dropped all of her problems on us, and we just listened carefully and told her our opinions and suggested that she'd be better off without him. She already made her mind up.
Okay.
And she decided to break up with him.
Oh, no.
On Christmas.
Not on Christmas.
Eve.
Christmas Eve. What's he going to do for Christmas? Just have his eyes closed and get through it.
Didn't see
anything.
Just look forward, mate. Or not at all. We spent the night at my mum's house and got up early on Christmas to visit my dad.
Oh, okay.
We didn't plan to spend the night at my dad's, but we got snowed in, which was actually a really nice Christmas surprise.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
That is nice, isn't it? A lovely bit of the story. Oh, it's spooky though.
Yeah. The next day we left as soon as we could to get through the snow, and my wife suggested we stop by my mum's house on the way so we could see
spooky.
If she was okay.
Yeah.
My wife had a really bad feeling about my now mum's
chicken the
ex.
Night before. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she had diarrhea. My mum's car was in the driveway. But that doesn't mean much.
That's spooky, though.
Because she lives close enough to work. She often walks.
Oh.
And it doesn't snow in her town.
How far were they driving? Doesn't snow where she's from. Okay.
She lives in Bali.
She lives in Bali. God, do yourself a favour if you haven't been to Bali. Beautiful Bali. Yeah, well, if you're there, Bron, if you go to Bali soon, can you get me DVDs in plastic cases?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You, dear.
She also never locks the door, which drives me crazy.
It would.
So we let ourselves in.
Okay.
That's when
was
we
it
saw.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's in Bali. That's when we saw blood oozing out of the refrigerator's water dispenser.
Okay.
It filled up and it spilled everywhere and it was leaking onto the floor and made a puddle.
Oh, puddle of blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife screamed.
Okay.
She would.
She
and
would.
I
That's
freaked
her.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fully expected to see my mum's head in the freezer.
Oh, my God. That's spooky.
It's spooky.
Really spooky.
This is spooky. I nervously opened the freezer to find a bag of frozen cherries that had been opened, crammed into the freezer, so it fell into the dispenser and melted.
Walked into that one.
Oh.
Yeah, so things can melt when they're not in his mouth, the stepdads. It was just boyfriend.
It was a boyfriend. But ex as well.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even in the story in the end.
No.
So it wasn't even his fault about the cherries.
Is that the end of the story?
That's the end.
Oh, God, that was scary. That spooked the hell out of me.
Did it?
Yeah, that spooked.
Well, it was. It was a twist at the end.
Weren't you anything else other than that? You told her to watch that the other night because I watched Triangle of Sadness.
I watched that too. Not the other night, ages ago. I'm pretty rich.
Yeah, pretty rich. Gee, I didn't expect all the shitting and pissing and all of that stuff and the vomiting.
It was so full on.
Gee, I hated that.
That woman in the 90 just sliding around.
I switched off. There was too much.
Oh,
was
you
too
didn't
much
watch the rest of the film.
The
just
of
skip
it.
The scene.
There's a lot. I kept skipping forward and it just looked like it went forever.
It did go for a long time. For a long time.
Yeah.
There was so much.
I watched Frasier instead. Watch a few episodes
of
Frasier.
Love
Frasier. I love
Frasier. Is that spooky?
Can be. There's some episodes where like the dog will like jump out from the couch or something. You're like, whoa!
And then you turn it off. And then you shit and piss everywhere. Slide around your bathroom floor.
That's just me. That is the magic that is me. Bron, that was a spooky story.
Spooky.
I hope everyone's okay out there.
Yeah, I also, I mean.
Can you say next time if people are driving, pull over.
Pull over. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
And
have a lovely chocky in your mouth.
Don't
do yourself a favour.
Do not share
never
that.
Share a nice chocky in your mouth. Segment for Would You Rather. Now, look, do you want to do this week or do you want me to do it?
I've got, why don't we do two each?
Okay, let's do two each.
I've got two each.
Great.
I've got two.
You got two each. You got two for me, two for you. Okay, let's do this. I'm ready. I'm watching.
Yeah, when I do it, you can't answer.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, you ready?
Great.
Would you rather do year 12 again or teach a 12-year-old how to drive?
Teach a 12-year-old how to drive?
What do you mean? What happened to you in year 12?
I was doing this. you're the paparazzi boy.
You're hilarious, right. Paparazzi you're boy. The police
I was
there.
Hilarious back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, no, I would teach a year 12 how to drive. 100%.
A 12-year-old.
A 12-year-old?
Yeah, not year 12. Like,
but
that's
they shouldn't
normal.
Be driving anyway.
You have to do
no,
one.
No, you don't have to do that because you shouldn't be teaching a 12-year-old
you
how to drive.
You also shouldn't go back and do year 12 again when you're 38 years old.
Have you seen Billy Madison? It's hilarious.
16, never been kissed.
Sorry, never been kissed, bro. Not by the looks of all the lipstick on your teeth before. You had a very nice gummy kiss before.
Thank you.
Would yeah. you? Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would teach you a 12-year-old drive. I think that would be fun.
A 12-year-old. I do it for TikTok. A little kid.
Yeah, I do it on TikTok.
Oh, that is fun.
I'd film us doing it. I get really mad at him or yeah. her. Women can drive too.
They
and
can.
I would be.
She's not a woman though.
It's
she's
the
a 90s. Child.
Wake up. And I would just do lots of little fun little videos.
Yeah.
And I would make the kids say I love you all the time as well.
Oh, good.
Just and, so I felt whole. Yeah.
And also like offer a chocky.
Little chocky.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes while I'm driving. That's fun. Would you rather have to kiss your neighbor every day before you leave your house or once a year hug 10 strangers on public transport? This is fun.
Obviously, I would hug the 10 strangers.
All at once.
Doesn't matter how smelly they are. Like a group hug?
No. You're individually, hugging people individually. Yep.
And do I say, anyone like, that I'm wants coming it. In for a hug?
I'm coming in. Better watch out. I'm coming in. Coming in hot. You have to say that. I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, I do that one.
You do that?
I don't want to kiss my neighbor every single day.
Every
oh,
day.
My God. I'm 16, never nice. Been kissed.
It's too much for you.
What would you do?
I'll kiss my neighbour every day. Love
really?
Your neighbour. Yeah, love your neighbour. Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely.
Like so when you leave, you have to knock on their door.
Ciao.
No, but you have to knock on their door and they might have
No, they're always waiting for me.
Oh, are they? Yeah, they're out that's there. Nice.
So, hey, morning.
That's really bye.
Yeah. I imagine over time we'll get a little bit more passionate.
Oh my God.
Like I think it would start kind of, you know.
Have to invest in some speakers.
That's right. That's right. Kissy noises everywhere. Quite nice, actually.
That's dreadful.
That's
you're
fun.
Sick.
It's fun. It's fun. Thank you so much.
Okay. What about this one? Would you rather live with 60 cats or have
one
false...
big dog? You know the answer.
No. Have false eyelashes for an entire year. Those giant ones.
I'd like them. I think I'd look quite sexy with those. And I'd also get very long fingernails as well. Very long fingernails. Very long eyelashes. And I would just walk around town. You go, who is this beauty?
Oh,
Bevy of Beauty. People would say that. Oh, my God.
Would I say
Bevy of Beauty teaching a 12-year-old how to drive?
Kissing the neighbour.
Kissing
the
neighbour.
Out.
Morning, darling. Morning. As I move on through.
And you wouldn't even have to knock on the door. You just rat-a-tat-tat with
rat-a-tat-tat. Morning.
Scratch on their door.
That's quite nice, actually.
Ready for my kiss.
They went through if I was a goddamn Kardashian. They go, actually quite beautiful.
Confused?
Yeah, they go, actually quite beautiful. That person who lives upstairs is quite beautiful. We didn't know until they got huge eyelashes that come into the room before they do and huge, huge extensions.
We could clean out all the cobwebs in their room by just standing there and blinking.
I'd help out. Do my bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Be a handy
I'm
man.
Actually really excited for you. Next time I come over, I hope you've got false eyelashes on.
Would you rather have a bird crap on you every day or a dog piss on you? This is fun.
A bird crap on me,
would
obviously.
You? All right, Diggs, you can't come in. I'm going to do a little fun little test.
But dog's wee smells like wee.
It can. Not
it
my
does.
Dog.
What does Diggs' wee smell
I've
like?
I've got Glen 20 spray. So as he's doing it, I'm spraying like Glen 20. It smells like the lavender. Glen 20, that real toxic.
As it comes out?
Yeah. The stuff that makes it smell even more in a bathroom like someone's done
God.
The shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so upsetting.
Sprayed it real heavy.
It's so true. When you walk into a bathroom and there's like
it just hits you and
you're
like,
oh, I know what you've done.
Someone's done a massive turd here.
Oh, God.
Who was it?
As long as they can flush it.
That's right. Yeah, as long as you can flush it.
And you flush yours?
Sometimes. Does this exist? A fun game this week where one option is real and the others are fake. We take it in turns to guess which one is real this week, Bron.
Oh.
I've got some gorgeous porn films. Do these porn films exist? I've made one of them up. Right, ready for this? Forrest Hump. Hump, Forrest Hump, based on Forrest Gump. If you ever think we needed this in our lives.
Was that the same one? Or was it
yeah,
two?
It's the same
okay,
one.
Okay, good. I thought you said one was called Forrest Hump and the other one was called...
It's called Forrest Hump.
Okay, great.
With the tagline of...
Oh, okay, you give me a tagline. Okay, that is horrible.
Lawrence of Malabia.
No.
Based on Lawrence of Arabia, a 1962 classic, but instead based entirely around the labia. Edward Penishands. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite fun. Of course, based on the classic Edward Scissorhands, where Edward has penis for hands.
Oh, you can't.
Has penises for hands.
There's so many. It's 10 penises.
It's a lot of penises.
Wow.
Not enough IMHO.
But hey, like, honestly, only one could be of use, right?
Sure.
Unless you ask.
Ask nicely.
Well, I was just like, unless, what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? What about this one? 30 Rock porn parody.
Yeah.
They definitely missed a chance with the 30 Rock porn parody. It's all sex, drugs, and watching people have sex you never, ever wanted to imagine having sex. The next one, the final one,
mm-hmm.
Gay! Exclamation mark.
Good.
Based on the biopic of Ray Charles. It's the film Gay Charles. That's fun too.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Which one do you think's made up? I think it's the labia one.
Really?
You're thinking
that one? You want to lock that in?
Yeah, I do want to lock it in.
You sound so unconvinced and
upset. Because I'm a very visual person.
You're very visual. So you imagined all of them. They all flashed. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And you know how I feel.
You hate sex.
I hate it.
You hate it. And everything
you've talked about today, very sexy.
Very sexy. Got quite hot and heavy on the podcast. I don't do a podcast for that. You know the one that I made up?
Which one?
Gay.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that one
best. That one was fun.
I think you should get into the porn industry.
I think just naming films. If I could have a job where it's named films, I would absolutely love them.
Gay exclamation point.
That one made me really excited. Excited is exciting. But 30 Rock porn parody is just such a boring title. The porn parody. It's like, all right.
But also labia. I thought that was too medical for porn.
Like they never use any.
They don't know,
I know
all the bits.
All the bits. Yeah, all I know.
It's like vulva.
Vulva. Is that your favourite word?
For right now, I love it. Love it in a second.
Hate it now.
And it's gone. Labia. Yeah, I would never. I can't imagine because that's not a word that you'd hear thrown around in.
Not always.
In.
I've got my Bluetooth speakers on. Might hear it a bit.
Could I please see your labia?
Please, madam.
Disgusting. Sickos everywhere I turn. I've got one for you. I've got not a porn one.
Yeah.
It's a life hack.
Oh, I'm excited about a life
hack.
Okay,
I have a life hack.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I Google a lot of life hacks.
Of course you do. You're always Googling.
Everyone needs to know how to make their lives a little bit easier.
No, that's true.
Maggie, for example,
making friends.
Life hack, Maggie. Stay where you're from.
Stay where you put. Stay put.
Get back to Perth.
Get back.
Life hack. Don't try. Okay. This life hack, pretty important.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever loaned something to someone and they've just not returned it?
Sure, all the time.
Yeah, like I'll probably take this home.
You always take
and
the
then I'll tell you I didn't take it.
I'm buying you marks every week.
I'll put that in my handbag. Take pictures of your friends holding items you've lent them with your phone so you remember down the road.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's good. Nice photos?
Well, I'll share with you the image that they have given me.
Right, okay. This is nice. I think that's fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
It's a man with a, what is it, a DVD of what's a DVD?
I think it's gay.
Gay. It's gay. He's watching gay. And he looks quite upset about it. He looks quite upset that he has to return that.
He looks embarrassed.
Yeah, he looks embarrassed. Yeah.
Like you can see the shame. He looks worried for the man.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's a man.
We don't know.
Do you think
that when you are worried, you go, oh, my God, I haven't seen Gay, the DVD, for a while. You're scrolling back.
Scrolling back. Who's holding it?
You have an album of them.
Who's holding it? Who's taking Gay now? Gay Charles.
That's fun. Gay Charles. That's a great life hack.
I think it's
going to help a lot of people.
But also mortifying.
I don't want to take a photo of this.
I'm one mug short. You go, absolutely. Hold it up.
Where I can see it.
Just so
don't forget to smile.
But also great life hack.
Great life hack, absolutely.
Very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
But great.
But great. And that's what's most important in life.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to your two drunk aunties this week. Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I feel like we solved problems.
You're about to go and enjoy Christmas.
I am.
We're recording this on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day when everyone's like having their meal.
I'll probably
be like, hey guys, just so you know. I've got a spooky story.
Yeah, great. I thought you were going to take photos of them with their meals. You owe me that. Yeah.
With their presents.
Yeah. That's fun.
I want that back.
I do want that back.
That's not for you, Mum.
That's not for you. My playhouse is not for you, Mum. Imagine you just getting your kid little gorgeous little Barbie playhouses.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, no. That's a good idea, though.
No, I bought my son a one of those ride-on cars because he's two.
Oh, that's fun. Yep.
Yeah, one's because he's still small enough to get in the car and ride. Yep. And he is going to
lose.
He's 12.
Yeah,
no, I said 12.
Okay.
He's 12.
He's 12. You've got the one in front of that. Just 12.
Hey. Technicalities.
Hey, leave us a five-star rating. Leave us a five-star review. Even we'll read it on the podcast.
Even if you don't think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think you should just do it. Just do it.
It's fun. It's Christmas.
It is fun. It's Christmas. Well, it's not when you're listening to this, but it was Christmas at some point. So please do. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Thank you so much for listening. Leave us a gorgeous little speak pipe. Dear aunties. Dear drunk aunties at gmail.com is the one. Anything else you want to say?
No, I love you.
Me?
No.
Oh, Maggie. She meant Maggie. Good night, everybody. Good night.